everyone. Welcome back to the Queens of Social Work podcast. I'm your co-host, Queen P.
And I'm your co-host, Queen H.
We invite you all to join us this week as we share, laugh, cry, and learn through our experiences as women of color who happen to be social workers.
So let's get started.
Happy holidays, everyone. It's the bittersweet time of year where people are dealing with a mix of emotions. Some of us are enjoying the time with family and friends, or without family and friends, and some continue to grieve those who are no longer here. In seasons past, we've talked about loss and grief during the season, and we've also talked about how we celebrate and the different traditions that we practice. If you're new to the show, check out our Love, Loss, and Holidays episode with Queen J, aka The Joy of Social Work, and our Holiday Prep and Old and New Traditions episode with Queen E. Last year, we did a Questions and Cocktails episode, so this season, we are tackling how we celebrate holidays at work.
Yes, Queen H, holidays at work.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Very. So, what is the holiday culture at your current place of employment? Do you have one?
Oh, wow. That's such a good question because, you know, coming from where we work together, you know, we created an environment of holiday. You know, we did things within the unit that we dealt with. As a department, we kind of did stuff as well. You and I made sure that for the teams that we interacted with, we had our own holiday traditions. And so now it's very different because where I work now is majority othered. Maybe I should use a different term, non-melanated. And the team that I'm in charge of is melanated. So we do our own thing, but we don't celebrate in the way that we used to. There's not necessarily decorations at all. We did exchange gifts and things like that, but it's still not what we used to do. And I think eventually we'll get there because the thing that I'm working on specifically is a new program. And so right now we've been concentrated on this new program. And so we haven't brought too many traditions except birthday celebrations, because you know how I feel about birthdays. That's going down. We are celebrating birthdays here. So I brought that, but the holidays per se, not necessarily. Oh, what do you think about that?
You know what? I'd love to hear you talk about the time that we worked together. I have to be quite honest. I don't recall any of the traditions that we put in place or any of the things we celebrated when we worked together. That's just how my mind works. You know, I leave a place and then I forget what happened. When I worked previously, in a particular healthcare setting that was full of Caribbean people, the holiday culture was just what you can imagine when you think Caribbean people and holidays, right? There was parang on the unit. People was playing music. People had black cake in the corner for people that they liked, full of rum. People had punch of crema. First of all, you're not supposed to have alcoholic beverages, right? You need to be dealing with people and people's care. But child, these people do not care. It was like, oh, you're not going to take away their holidays. We have to work. We're going to do what we have to do here, and we're still going to celebrate. So the facility itself had like holiday lunches for staff. They had eggnog down at the cafe. There were like all of these like appreciation lunches type of thing, but they definitely did holiday lunches on the corporate level. They had that for staff, but the staff themselves made it what they wanted to be. There was always potlucks every holiday. There was always people from every department going to everybody's holiday party. It was a lot of people, a lot of stuff. Obviously, this is pre-COVID, where there was always a sense of excitement in the air, even at work. You know, people would choose to just make it the best they could because, you know, in America, you have to earn that money, right, to survive. So people made the best of it, but it was always a good time.
Yeah, and I agree. So listen, you not remembering stuff, but we did our stuff. Because remember, we used to wrap our doors. We would put up our holiday decorations. We did Secret Santa. Sometimes we would have a meal together, things like that. That's what we used to do.
Oh, yes. I remember wrapping the door. That used to be fun. We even got our staff in decorating the hallway. That used to be fun, for sure.
Exactly. We brought the spirit of our hallway, and then other people would join in, especially those that we didn't really bang with like that. They still join in because they admired the spirit that we brought, right? And so even at this job, I mean, I'll say this, corporate-wise, they do something, maybe for the department, they do something, but for my team, we haven't really done. So I hope to, I don't know if we'll bring the spirit this year, but in the future, we'll definitely bring the spirit of celebration together to the place. I look forward to doing that. And so with that, have you ever worked on the holidays? And was it by choice? And I'm going to let you go first before I answer this.
You know, I love the holidays, and I've shared that on this this show. I definitely, you know, the Caribbean girl in me just won't let me leave the black cake alone. Like, I need to be all up and through. And you're absolutely right. Even when you talk about, like, the decorations, a little bit goes a long way. We would decorate our offices, like we, especially for birthday, like you said before, we would just do a whole bunch of stuff. And I think that that really helps to boost morale in the working environment. Your question was, have I worked on a holiday? Absolutely. Specifically at the place that I spoke about previously, because the work culture was just so, it was welcoming and inviting. And people would set up the holiday line from like the week before. So people will be like, okay, we're going to meet here or come to this place, you know, and that's where you find all the goodies, all the punch crema, all the cremas, the Haitian people had the cremas. There was coquito, of course. And I shouldn't be talking about all the liquors, but there was definitely snacks and beverages and all those things ready and available. And so even though you had to do the work on a holiday, and be away from your family, you know, sometimes you make that choice to get the time and a half so that you can do what you need to do on the back end. And I'm telling you, we really had good times. I have to be honest. It was definitely by choice because we had already set up, you know, our holiday things and our celebrations. And so we've really had a good time. I don't recall working on a holiday with you and I. Did we do that? I don't remember.
No, ma'am, we did not. at this previous place, no. I think, let me think, did I work a holiday? I feel like 1 year I might have worked a holiday, one or two, because I was trying to get that holiday pay, okay?
I think we might have done like a 4th of July or a New Year. I feel like we worked some holidays together because, you know, we the dream team. We probably went in there busting down people's door. We worked together on a holiday for sure.
You know what? You're right. We worked on one of those kind of holidays, like a 4th of July. What I'm thinking of is like Christmas and Thanksgiving. So when I say that I worked one, no, we definitely worked other holidays. Because, again, I was trying to get that holiday pay, that premium pay for the city workers out there. Okay. They know. You work a holiday and there's some choices what you can do with them dollars. So by choice, yes, there were some holidays that we worked. The ones that we felt were a little bit lesser of significance, the major ones, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I think I may have worked once before because I remember going to my family's house after it. After a celebration, maybe I worked the eve. I don't know, but I remember doing something like that. But here at the current place that I'm at, you got the same schedule as nurses and doctors. So you don't get the holidays off. You got to take it off. So this year, all of the team gets to take off Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we have to work the day after. Well, at least a few of us. So me included, even though I'm running the show, me included. So this year I'm taking the day after Thanksgiving because I'm traveling. But Christmas, the day after Christmas, I will be there. I will be working and my team will have off. And so I'll be there to run the show and cover so that they have the time and enjoy. So yeah, and there's no extra pay for this. We are salaried, so there is no holiday pay. This is what you do. You don't get no extra time. There's no separation between clinical staff, quote unquote, like nurses and doctors, and the rest of the staff that is supporting the clinical staff. So ancillary staff and things like that. Everybody has that schedule, and you need to be able to use your time because everything is in one pot to be able to take the holidays off. So it's very different here.
That's very interesting. First of all, the salaried life. Even with that, these corporations in them have to come correct. Y'all need to be paying people differential. If I work after 9 a.m., give me my dollars, thanks, okay? Y'all need to be giving people money and ting because it's rough out here in these America states, okay? Foreign. Y'all acting foreign with the dollars. That's what y'all doing. Y'all need to stop with the foolishness. Thanks. And please. Anyhow. Yes, I think we've worked the random ass holidays. And I always think that the benefit of working the holidays is that people who need help will wait till after the holiday too. Like, sometimes the worst time to work in emergency room is the day after 4th of July or the night of 4th of July because everybody been barbecuing, drinking, chilling. Same with like Labor Day. Same with even I would say Christmas, Thanksgiving. Like people are being where they're at, even if that means that they're down at the because I know a few there are food programs out here where people feed people on Thanksgiving or Christmas. There are a lot of holiday programs at churches, community centers, they put on the Christmas play. So people are out enjoying what they can if they do choose to celebrate. And so after that, then they get into the Bacchanal and want to come sit up in the EG all night, all day, and you know, say they're hungry and say they need this and they kind of malinger. So I say all of that to say that, you know, if you choose to work on a holiday, chances are it'll be a pretty good day for you. There's not a whole lot going on all of the time, but then sometimes, you know, you can't account for all the stuff that's about to happen. So do I prefer to work on holidays? I would say in a previous life, for sure. Now, absolutely not. Queen H, do you prefer to work on holidays?
No, ma'am. In the previous life, I did not mind. Because like I said, I was getting paid for my time. And most of the time, the holiday celebration don't kick off till afternoon, early evening. So if I could get in there and do an early morning, 7 to 3, get my extra pay and get out of there, I was fine with it. Oh, child, give me all of my dollars, every dollar and cent. And then I go celebrate with my family. You know what I mean? The other thing is, I think for me, and I take it into context, is because of my own belief system and my own religious practice, the holidays that are major for other people are not major for me, right? And so working on a holiday or that holiday in specific is okay for me, like working on a Christmas because I'm not Christian, right? But that allows for other people who do celebrate in that way to go and celebrate. And I'm fine with that. A lot of my family is, so that then I can join the celebration after. So, It just depends. It just depends. Now, current in my current job, yeah, the day of, yeah, I want to have off because I'm not getting no extra dollars to be there. So I have no incentive to be there. But for the minor holidays, or what I feel the minor holidays, President's Day, things like that, no, I will not be using my time for that. I will be there at the job and I'll be working. Thank you very much.
I love what you said. You're absolutely right. Like, some holidays are tied to religious affiliation, and not being a part of particular religious organizations or religious or religion in general does lead some flexibility in terms of how you celebrate, what you choose to celebrate, if you celebrate at all. So I appreciate you bringing that up. And for sure, like, there is no incentive at this point to be working. Absolutely, when you're working for particular organizations and unions are involved and things like that, like, there are paid holidays, and that's one of the benefits. So for people who are looking for particular types of jobs, consider a job with the union. Maybe that is great. And 7 to 3 is absolutely the best schedule you can have, because you get out right as the bacchanal start. You come on as the shifts change. So if there was somebody lingering from last night or whatever's going on, you can kind of get in early, nip that in the bud, or address that, put a plan in place. By 10 o'clock, you should be good to go. And you may be able to not smooth and just groove through your shift, but mitigate some of those lingering fires, you know, and then have yourself a good work shift before 3 o'clock. So if y'all could choose 7 to 3, choose that for sure. We know what we're talking about. If you work in a healthcare setting, 7 to 3 is the best, especially for social workers. So yes, there was something else you said, Queen H, and it's totally lost my mind, because you know, that's how I talk. I'm very scatterbrained. So I'm going to ask this question. Do you have a favorite holiday memory from a job that you've worked?
Oh, geez. First of all, I always liked when we did Secret Santa in our little cubby with our people. I think that was always a great time. And I remember, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it was funny as hell. One year we were celebrating Secret Santa, and that's when we had to put rules in place, because I think the person gave you a whack gift. And it was funny. I didn't like that they gave you a wag gift, but what they did, you were like, what the hell is this shit? And we had to put parameters in place that we would not spend more than $20-$25, and we would give options now of what we like so that we can choose, because whatever that person picked, you were like, what the fuck is this? And it wasn't that you can't appreciate, right? Even if it's something that someone made, it can be good, but it looked like they just found something off the ground and picked it up and was like, here's your gift, here you go. And you were just flabbergasted. And the thing is, you and I always get each other gifts. So what I got you, you know, made up for whatever that was, but still, like, that was just like, oh my God. So that is one memory that is funny. But I also liked, even though our department was crazy as hell at times, we had some people that definitely you could probably look up in the DSM for sure. I did like when the department did finally come together and did stuff, went out and celebrated and things like that. I did like that because, you know, people let loose a little bit and kind of like, yeah, you know, it was really good. Or the holiday parties from the different department. I love the emergency room holiday party when I used to go. They used to be turned up. Okay. Yes. I loved it. What about you?
I love that you're bringing up all these memories, because these things, I'm telling you, are not in my mind. Yes, absolutely. If y'all are going to be exchanging gifts at your place of work, you know, Elster is great. Right? Elster picks randomly, you know, you get a list of like 3 things or 5 things under a particular or in a particular budget, and the application Elster decides who will get what and all of those things. So that's great. You absolutely right. This person through like a piece of a game onto a keychain. It was like, oh, I made you a ring. No, ma'am, you did not. It was so disrespectful. Like, I am the person who, I don't mind spending money. I know I have said that before on this show. I don't mind spending dollars and cents. I want to make sure people have nice things because I think whatever I get somebody is a reflection of me. Like, I want you to have this. This is what I think of you. And that's how I give gifts. And for this young person to give me what she gave me, child, it was so disrespectful. But I digress. Anyhow, that was a long time. I'm sure that they've moved on to do whatever in life. Hopefully they get better gifts now. I'm moving beyond that. I do have a favorite holiday memory. I think that being in an environment where people celebrate the holidays similar to the way that you celebrate the holidays makes you feel joyful anywhere you're at. And so to be in an environment with Caribbean people, eating Caribbean food on a time where I couldn't be with biological family or chosen family. They were the chosen family at that time. And it was a great, great, great experience for sure. So that's my favorite work holiday memory. And then you said something else, Queen H. What was you saying?
Listen, I'm going to have to get you some ginkgo. Was it ginkgo biloba?
You really do.
What is going on? Because I'm just talking here and, you know, remembering what's going on with your memorization.
You know, right. Like, you're talking and I'm listening and I'm like, oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. I want to jump in, but then I can't interrupt. And now I'm like, wait, I'm trying to go back and remember all the things you said.
I was talking about departmental.
Yes. You know what? I don't remember a lot, but I do remember us going out one time and that was okay. And during those times where the libations are flowing and people are sharing a meal and you're having an outing, it's good to see people let their hair down a little bit because people are so strange. People can be very strange at work. And you'll end up, you know, engaging with people you never thought you would engage with. But then, you know, you realize it's only a moment. You still got to be professional in those moments because people be doing too much at the job. And if you have a little drink, they want to act like they know you the next day. No, ma'am, you don't know me. You know me on Hennessy. You never met me before. Relax yourself before you get boxed down in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've had those situations. People was like, wait, why are you talking to her? And I was like, wait. She's a human being. What do you mean? It's the holidays. It's the season. And then, of course, she went back to work acting crazy. No, ma'am, we can't do that. That's why you don't be doing what you're supposed to do.
Listen. First of all, you're crazy to death. I love it. Because you're absolutely correct. You know me on Hennessy. You don't know me. And let me tell you, Queen P is the master of that. Y'all, listen, I work here. We are not friends. That's it. Okay. Now, when we out and about and we have a little drink, we can be cordial in this moment. After that, act like you know. We're not friends again when we're at work. How about that?
Because you're a weirdo. Can you stop being weird? Why does your office have all this paper? They have computers now. Relax. Like, stop being weird.
And let me tell you, the holiday party. So now, listen, this is where the juice gets good. Because the holiday party one year is where people started the speculation about a particular inappropriate relationship that occurred. Girl.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, I don't know if I recall if I was there.
You were not there, but I was there. Because, you know, I'm always going to the thing. You know I like a get together, okay? I like to get together. So I was there.
I think I might have been working late that night.
Listen, you might have, but I know who was there, and I know myself was there. And after that, Lord, the rumors were swirling. Okay,
child, what kills me is how people use every holiday party as an opportunity to be with a new lover. If you're going to be with your lovers at work, maybe you should Anyway.
Listen, as you always say to me, go off. Go off, Queen Bee. Go. Oh, so, you know, the holidays can bring out some things in people. And, and the holidays at work can be a beautiful thing and can be very enjoyable and that. But the holidays at work can be very difficult for some people, right? Working because of historical things, because of family things, because of personal things. And also it can just be salacious because people don't know how to behave themselves. Okay.
Salacious. I like that one.
Scandal. Okay. Scandal.
Oh, Emma G. I just have to tell you, if y'all are going to be dating people on the job, marrying people on the job, having babies with people on the job, that's fine. That's fine, right? People are grown. People are doing what they need to do. Sometimes you work so much, that's the only place you can meet people, right? Because you're always working and you're working doubles and whatnot. And I've definitely done that life, you know, working doubles and people just not coming in and I'm there again and, you know, filling in. And man, I get how you could become close with someone at work because you're always there. You know, you take all your lunch breaks. You're trying to, you know, you're constantly with the same people. Being at work, you know, it's like being at home or you're at work more than you are home. And so I definitely understand that. But also have some discernment, right? And be mindful about how you carry yourself too. Because just like how you work here, everybody else work here too. And we all see you with this one this year, this one next year, this one this year. Like, slow your roll. It's not a good look, sis. I'm all about freedom. People who know me will tell you I'm the girl about the agency, okay? Have your agency. Yes. You do you. You make your choices. You live in that, you know, experience, right? As a human, as a woman, all that. But you out here looking real sluttish, boy. Real hoish, right? So just mind yourself. That's all. That's it. That's all I'm gonna add. I don't have nothing else. I don't have nothing else, Queen H.
Listen, I understand. You know, and it's no judgment because we don't slut shame here. Okay.
No, we do not. Listen. We do not because listen, we have lives too. Okay.
Listen, live your life, be who you are, but don't let your life affect the whole damn place, okay? Don't let your life change the course of everybody else's life because you want to feel a thing, okay? Because it was the person whining down on you so good, okay? Don't ruin everybody else's life. That's all I got to say. Your actions affect everybody. Okay, you know what? I digress.
You know what? I have to digress with you because you're absolutely right. And my thing is about it being ho-ish is that now we can't do the work we're supposed to do because it's impacting everybody, like Queen H said. Everybody have to play a role now. So y'all in here fighting, now people coming out upset, now, you know, now nobody getting overtime. Why we can't get overtime? Because y'all mad. You know what I'm saying? People vex, all kind of thing, or people showing bad face, you yelling at people in the staff meeting. What's going on? Like, why we can't live good, you know? Because y'all in here doing whole shit. Anyway.
And it all come out because of a holiday party. Anyway, listen, so, you know, we took a turn for these holidays at work. It took a turn. But you know that we always, you know, try to, you know, be honest with you guys and tell you what's going on. And, you know, we try to use some discernment because we don't give people name and all kind of stuff and exact situation. But these are real stories. This is real life. This is going to happen. You know, the people who have been in the field for a long time, you have your own experience, you know. And for the newbies coming in, guess what? We telling you this so you be on guard, so you can see. Keep your eyes open because you may be in a scandal if you're not careful. Discernment, right? Okay.
Man, when you talk about discernment, these people from these particular departments, boy, no shame, boy. Mm-hmm. Y'all should not have private groups and group chats about who is doing what at your facility and everybody in the closet everywhere. What are y'all doing? Listen, this is work.
Look, and people significant other showing up to check people and all kind of business. Listen, Let me tell you. Hold on. I have to tell y'all one last story. And then we're going to let y'all go. So Bacchanal occurred during a holiday party. Not one of, you know, our facilities, but it was a different profession. It was actually an officer of the law. They were having a holiday party. And, oh, Lord, an incident happened at the party. One of the members in the party had to be brought to the emergency room to be cared for. And the wife and the girlfriend show up at the same time. And there was Bacchanal in the place, okay? Bacchanal in the facility. Listen, this is the other people sick, nah? Other people sick. Why your Bacchanal is here, girl?
Where else the Bacchanal gonna go? Stop playing.
Child.
Queen H, I remember that. Why? Oh, God. Anyway, this thing took a turn indeed.
Listen, sorry, y'all. But, you know, again, enjoyment, right? Truth, enjoyment, and life, right? This is what it is. So thank you all for listening. We're going to catch y'all again soon.
If you guys want to connect with us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at the Queens of Social Work Pod or on Instagram at the Queens of Social Work. If you want more information on the topic we discussed today, feel free to check out our show notes or email us at thequeensofsocialwork@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it if you rate, review, and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.